this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, very early on a Thursday morning, June 15, 2006. I'll explain why in a moment. Brooksine is sitting beside me. We share this message together. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today's message is titled, Walking in Integrity. Two scripture verses, both from the book of Job, that Brooksine will read this morning. Job 2, verse 3, and then 31, verse 6.
And he still holds fast his integrity. Let him weigh me with accurate scales, and let God know my integrity.
Teen Challenge is a ministry dealing with people who are overcoming life-controlling issues such as drugs and alcohol. It was started in New York City back in the 50s by David Wilkerson, who is faithfully serving Christ to this day. At the heart of the program, and surely the key to its remarkable effectiveness, is the emphasis upon redemption in and through Jesus Christ. Through my ministry years, I've met many people who have been discipled in the Teen Challenge program from all ages. It started out for teens, but practically from the beginning has been open to all ages. Today I will be sharing a message concerning walking with integrity with the Teen Challenge staff at the training center in Rarysburg, Pennsylvania. Due to the early hour, I'm writing this message and preparing this podcast very early. We'll just share the main points to this message. The first text I shared states, and he still holds fast his integrity. Well, this is God's commendation of Job after his first testing trial. Job held fast to his integrity throughout his trial, and that's genuine evidence of true integrity. Later, Job stated, let God know my integrity. Well, that's my prayer for my life today, and is my challenge to the staff of Teen Challenge in about an hour and a half, and my challenge to each podcast listener today. Just consider these main bedrock characteristics of true God-honoring integrity. The man of integrity lives by the unchanging standards of God's Word rather than the vacillating standards of the world. The man of integrity lives to please God rather than to please man. And the man of integrity lives with an eternal perspective rather than a temporal perspective. Be encouraged today, and I hope each one of you will live lives of integrity today. Brooksine stepped out of the room. I think our pet started to make some noise, and she went upstairs, and she normally shares a prayer at this time, but our prayer for you today is that God will help us all as believers, whatever context of life we're living in, to be men and women that walk in integrity. Do have a picture on the site today of some guests we had last night, some long-term Daily Encouragement readers from Ohio. They're on vacation. They made a stop to see Brooksie and I. Took us out to dinner along with the stair. I never met them personally before, and I didn't know this aspect of their story, but they have a wonderful, wonderful testimony of marital reconciliation. That's a message that I will develop in a future message. They've given me permission to do so, and hopefully will encourage others as I share that message. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to Christ this day and walk in integrity.